Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
Yes, and of course, watching us, Bill and Jessica Show TV, up on our Power TikTok at Power 101.7 FM, the official Power Facebook page, Jose Quinones, local realtor, AskProJose.com, Linda Vista, Northrop Realty.
That's right, brother.
How you doing, man?
I am, right? That's my favorite word. I am phenomenal, right? I remember when I was really doing really, really bad, I said, I have to start speaking that. And now it's stuck with me. So, hey, Jose, how you doing? Phenomenal?
Phenomenal.
Absolutely. You got to speak it into existence.
You got to, brother. You got to.
So you also have a podcast that you do.
That's right, brother.
Yeah, tell us about it.
So I have a podcast called, you know, Ask for Jose, where I'm just interviewing everyday people. So right now we just wrapped up our ninth podcast. So my goal, I wanted to do it because the summer's coming, man, and there's going to be so many activities. So I wanted to get 10 under my belt before we start releasing them. So we started last week. We released one. Actually, we interviewed Craig Northrop, the owner of Northrop Realty, that, you know, phenomenal human being. Then this week, I think it's today that gets released. We have Plaza. You guys heard of La Plaza? Mm-hmm. It's a local nonprofit helping entrepreneurs, and they have this big woman summit coming up on June the 14th. So I'm supporting them with that. I'm just having fun, man. Like, once again, going back to the Eastern Shore, I just love where I live, and it's always like blows my mind how many superheroes we have within our own community.
Well, you know, I saw that you interviewed Northrop, and you said, he didn't just show up, he showed out.
That's right.
See, I follow you.
Thank you. This brother, actually, it was the longest podcast that I've done. I didn't get a word in. That brother is full of knowledge, awesome human being, you know, doing some great things, and the energy for after being in the real estate industry for over 30 years to still be able to keep that creativity and zest for what you do is impressive. And that's something that I every day wake up striving for in everything that I do.
Nice. That's awesome. You, of course, make a huge impact on the Eastern Shore with your real estate and AskForJose.com. Talk to us a little bit about the last house that you sold that kind of just gave you chills.
Check this out. So, real talk. People might be thinking, I'm going to say, I just sold a almost $800,000 house in Lewis, but that wasn't it. I just sold a $275,000, which is rare now, a home on an acre in Laurel.
Okay.
And when we showed up to do the walkthrough, it was around 648, because I had to document it, the time. And it was just right pre-dawn, sunset was about to set in. And I'm sitting in that small home. I'm sitting in their backyard, hearing them inside with the joy, what they're going to do, going in the basement. And I'm sitting and I'm looking. They got an acre. Hear what I'm saying? For $270,000 in Laurel. Across the street, like from, there was a baseball game going on. You hear the parents out there on their lawn chairs. Like, that's Americana.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? At his best. I'm sitting there and the garage, he's walking with his family, what they want to do. An acre of land. That's the American dream.
This, and you hear Jose here because this gave him the chills, not the $800,000 house at the beach, which you would probably normally hear.
That's right.
Was the $275,000 in Laurel.
And I'm not taking away from anyone buying their second or third home at once, right? Like, I'm here with, I got a vacation home, and I got a vacation home for the vacation home. You know what I mean? Like, ain't nothing wrong with that. Go get what's yours. However, the average Americano, right? This is it.
Yeah.
For the rest of my life, Jose, I just, there was like a couple sheds. Say, I'm going to take this one. This is going to become my for my chickens.
Like a chicken coop.
You know what I mean? He's talking about his chicken. He's talking about a goat. You know, that is what I'm talking. And then that's what keeps me, stay focused. Mm-hmm.
What's the first step? People listening right now, they hear this and they're like, this is what I want. What's the first step?
Pick up that phone and get out of your own head and have a conversation with Jose. Real talk. You know, I just had a young lady from Sharptown. Props up to Sharptown. It was yesterday, 8 p.m., and we on the phone. Sharptown, Maryland. Man, that just bring back some memories, right? Sharptown, Maryland, calling in and saying, hey, Jose, man, I hear you on Bill and Jessica, so props to you guys. Hey,
Thank you.
It's time.
What's the phone number?
I'm about to retire. Uh-huh. Hear what I'm saying? Uh-huh. And I want to buy a home.
Okay.
I want to be part of that freaking journey. I'm about to retire, and I want to buy my home. I've been renting my entire life. So what I'm saying is, let's go get what's yours. You know, let's have some fun.
AskForJose.com if you want more information. And, of course, the phone number?
302-883-1928. 302-883-1928.
What's the one common mistake that buyers are making?
Not making that call, right? Like, let's keep it simple.
That's
like,
it.
Right? Because, and everybody tells me, then Jose, you know, like, I heard about you, I talked, and I don't know, you know, my credit was jacked up. I'm like, how you know? Well, credit karma. I gotta be careful naming names and stuff, but like, stay out of your head. Yes. And stay out of the internet. Do the research, but take the step.
Why is real estate education such a big part of what you do? Why are you so passionate about like what you do, helping people rather than just selling homes and you know making your money and doing your thing?
Yeah, I'll tell you why, brother. Because if I wish, I would have had somebody in my ear like a Jose.
Yeah,
man, I almost drowned. Like for real, like I was done. It was my wife getting sick to scare the heck out of me, and mm-hmm. I said I gotta go make this happen. It should not be that hard. Mm-hmm. It should not be that hard. And I know I'm not the only one out there like singing this thing, but I know ain't nobody else gonna have the passion that I have. I love what I do, and what brings me the most joy is seeing individuals doing the same thing I did. Mm-hmm. And yes, it's a process. Like right now, I'm even helping individuals I ain't making no money off. I had a brother that was working with someone else, and somehow, I don't even know what happened. He's, you know, he was on the mortgage that was like jacked up. You know, I was able to bring him in, sit with my lender, Danielle LaCate. Let me give her some props. And she sat with this brother months ago, say, all right, this is what we're going to have to do. We can refinance you, but you're going to have to get that credit right and do these things. He did all that this past Friday. We were at Alamans and Associates, and this brother refinanced, and I showed up. You know, like to celebrate, like if I'm getting paid, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But this brother now has saving like $700 a month.
Wow.
In today's day with today's interest rates. So I'm just saying everything is possible. Now, you're going to have to do the work. Even as I'm talking to you guys, right? I got all this energy, but no, I'm pushing through it. You know, I'm tired.
Yeah.
I was up. You know, we got this Delaware Super Cup happening this weekend. So this week I've been burning. Boom. When I leave here, got two clients. Got to go pick up my brother. We're going to do some running. Then I got a listing appointment at 3:30 in Millsboro. From there, going home to, I got to go get the U-Haul truck for this weekend.
Well, hey, you know what's so funny?
What's so funny is that
my mom actually said something to me like 2 weeks ago. And out of nowhere, she was like, you know that the realtor guy that comes in, she said, I really like him. He's got a lot of energy. She says he talks about leaving the house at 6:30, 7:30 in the morning, getting home at 10:30 at night.
That's right. That's right.
And she was just laughing. Right. She was just shaking her
that's
head.
That's right. I appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you, Mama. Yo, I'm going to tell you, like, my middle name is 7-Eleven, man. You know what I mean?
7-Eleven.
Look, I was here 7:15. So this morning and last night, my wife kept saying, "Jose, go to bed. It's like 11:30." I'm like, "Yeah, give me 10 more minutes. You know, give me 10 more minutes because I just this is where I'm at. Like, Of course, rest is important. I'm working out. I'm doing all the things that I'm supposed to do, man, to the best of my ability. But I am really enjoying life. And I know that if I'm not doing this, my mind will drive me crazy. I will be burning, man, right? Because there's so much negativity that I can focus on. So much, right? Like that thing is coming up. That the way I can beat it down is by running and staying positive.
Right. Absolutely. And you mentioned the interest rates. What's going on in 2025 right now? With the interest rates, because you know things change all the time.
Yeah, same thing as last year. I've seen them tick down a little bit. They're still, you know, I've seen some stuff in the high six, you know, like. Okay. But what I'm telling to people, the reason that I don't engage too much in the interest rate thing is, babe, because they're going to be here. They're going to go up. They're going to go down. What you need to do is take that first step, have that conversation, and make an informed decision. What do I mean? All right. So the only thing that you should have in your mind is how much can I truly afford to pay a month, right? And then you work backwards. Mm-hmm. Hey, based on where I'm at, lender, this is where I'm at. The lender's going to tell you, well, you might as well wait. So don't come talking about interest rates if you don't know your credit score yet. Let's deal with that first.
Yes.
Does that make sense? Let's see where you at. Mm-hmm. And then you can make an informed decision. And by then, you are in full control. Because you're saying, yo, I know everything that I need to know to make the decision. But if the first thing out your mouth, because you saw it somewhere, you're like, yo, Jose, where your interest rate is at? I'm like, the Joker, like, where your credit score? Like, no. Why are we even having this conversation?
Yes.
And you've never sat down with a lender to have or a realtor to have a conversation.
Jose Quinones live in studio, Linda Vista Real Estate, Northrop Realty, 859 Jamaica Wilson in Salisbury checking in. I love his energy. Send me his information, please. I just graduated last Wednesday with my business degree, and my next goal is to purchase a home. It's hard, but I'm working on it. So
it is hard.
Nice. Any motivational words for Jamaica?
You see, I just said, thank you. But real tough, it is hard. But you tell me what in life ain't for the rest of your life. She just graduated. Please, no, get used to the climb.
Yeah.
Get comfortable with that. Have fun with that. There's no other way. The ones that suffer are the ones that scream all the way up. Don't. Figure out a way to enjoy the pain. That's life.
Yeah.
Anything you want in life is hard, right? It's uncomfortable. And even when you get the money, guess what? Biggie said it best. More money, more problems.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? And that's not a bad thing. The only thing is because guess what? When you get more money, you want to bless more people. When you bless more people, guess what? You're dealing with people that were where you were at 20 years ago with the mindset, everybody in your pocket. So what I'm saying is focus, be a blessing to yourself and others, and stay out of your own way.
Love it. Jose Quinones. Yeah, absolutely. Love this guy.
Yo, for real, man. Let's go get it.
Can I book you for motivational speaking? Motivational speaking.
You know, honestly, as I said that, I'm talking to myself.
Yeah.
Every time I point a finger, the three pointing back at me. I need it. You hear me? I need it.
AskForJose.com. AskForJose.com. The phone number?
302-883-1928. 302-883-1928.
And it's not just Delaware. You're also
Maryland, man. And yep, and my goal is within the next year, we'll be in Virginia as well. Have a small team down there.
Man, that's great. That's unbelievable. That's 755, Jose Quinones. Thank you. So, how's El Dude? I have to ask you about El Dude.
No, their brother, he's stationed now in New Orleans, right? Louisiana, somewhere. And this brother called me, FaceTime me. You know, he all big he's now. Stuff. You know what I mean? This is what he said. What's up, Pops? I'm like, whoa. So, and he got this big bag. I'm like, what you eating? He eating crawfish, right?
What?
He like, yeah, fingers all filled. Like, yo, Pop, this thing is good. Eating corn, potatoes. He's showing me inside the bag. He said, guess what? Wow. I just bought this big bag for $20, Pop. This is how it rolls down here. I'm like, yo. Yeah. That boy living the life, man. Yeah. He's doing good, man. I'm grateful and thankful he's finding his path. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I strongly believe that if anyone, that if you're that within that age group that you can go to the military, and if you haven't figured things out and you're still trying to search, like, I don't know, college, I don't like that, I don't know where I go. You know what I mean? Because that you explore, man. You in a structured setting where you can explore yourself, options, man. it was the best thing that's ever happened to our family. Does that make sense?
Man, that's great.
Yeah, because I see it in his eyes, man.
That's great. Jose Quinones, thank you so much for coming in, my brother. Friend. We appreciate it. It's a Bill and Jessica show. It is 7:56.